Okay, so welcome everybody. Welcome if you're new to the centre. Welcome to some old friends. Lovely to see you here today. Welcome to Diapactony. As I was just sitting down here, I just thought this is a place where you've sat an awful lot on Saturday mornings for quite a long time. And as you know, probably you know, this morning we're going to be saying goodbye, rejoicing in our friend Diapactony, and saying goodbye to her at this stage in her involvement with the Croydon Sangha. She's sort of mainly living down in Kent nowadays, although she does come up to this part of the world quite a bit still. So you'll still be seeing her quite a bit. People are nodding and saying good. But it's in a way to mark this particular kind of moment, I suppose, of her really in a way sort of emotionally moving to deal, I suppose. Yeah. And it's just all very kind of well synchronous because, as you know also, we've been exploring the Sevenfold Puja on Saturday mornings, and on this particular occasion we were going to be looking at the section of rejoicing in merit anyway. So in a way we're sort of going to be exploring rejoicing in merit by doing it. There's nothing better than actually practical kind of experience of doing something rather than theory. We'll be doing that in the second half. In the first half, we usually meditate. We usually have a longish stretch for meditation, and we are going to be meditating. But I also just want to say a few words to evoke this section of the puja, and for us to in a way do a meditation, which is a sort of reflection on rejoicing in merit, and then we'll meditate together. But as we always do start, we'll start by chanting the refuges and precepts together, the basic commitment to the Buddha, Dharma and Sangha, and commitment to our ethical practice that unites all Buddhists. So we'll start with that, and then I'll just say a few words, and then we'll meditate.
Namo tassa,
Namo tassa,
Bhagavato arahato,
Bhagavato arahato,
Sammā sambuddhassa,
Sammā sambuddhassa,
Namo tassa,
Namo tassa,
Bhagavato arahato,
Bhagavato
Sammā sambuddhassa,
Sammā sambuddhassa,
Namo tassa,
Namo tassa,
Bhagavato arahato,
Bhagavato arahato,
Sammā sambuddhassa,
Sammā sambuddhassa,
Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi,
Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi,
Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi,
Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi,
Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi,
Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi,
Dutiyampi Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi,
Dutiyampi Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi,
Dutiyampi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi,
Dutiyampi Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi,
Dutiyampi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi,
Dutiyampi Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi,
Tatiyampi Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi,
Tatiyampi Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi,
Tatiampi tamang saranangacchami.
Tatiampi tamang saranangacchami.
Tatiampi sanghang saranangacchami.
Tatiampi sanghang saranangacchami.
Anatipata,
anatipata,
eremani,
eremani,
sikapadam,
sikapadam,
samadhiyami,
samadhiyami,
adinadana,
adinadana,
eremani,
eremani,
sikapadam,
sikapadam,
samadhiyami,
samadhiyami,
kamesu,
kamesu,
vichachara,
vichachara,
eremani,
eremani,
sikapadam,
sikapadam,
samadhiyami,
samadhiyami,
musavada,
musavada,
eremani,
eremani,
sikapadam,
sikapadam,
samadhiyami,
samadhiyami,
suramareya,
suramareya,
maccha,
maccha,
amadatana,
amadatana,
eremani,
eremani,
sikapadam,
sikapadam,
samadhiyami,
samadhiyami,
sadhu,
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 sadhu.
With deeds of loving kindness,
with the deeds of loving kindness,
I purify my body,
I purify my body,
with open-handed generosity,
with open-handed generosity,
I purify my body,
I purify my body,
with stillness, simplicity, and contentment,
with stillness, simplicity, and contentment,
I purify my body,
I purify my body,
with truthful communication,
with truthful communication,
I purify my speech,
I purify my speech,
with mindfulness clear and radiant,
with mindfulness clear and radiant,
I purify my mind,
I purify my mind.
So rejoicing in merit is the fifth stage of the Sevenfold Puja. And it comes after confession. It comes after that point where we've kind of cleared our conscience, cleared our mind stream in a way of whatever's unskillful obstacles. And what remains is this sense of rejoicing, sense of rejoicing in the skillful in ourselves and in others. I remember some years ago, there was a Mitra who died, a Mitra called Wendy, who died of a heart attack. And in the course of her family kind of looking through her stuff, clearing her room, they found a drawer which had quite a lot of letters and cards and stuff in them. They were all letters and cards from the Sangha that Wendy had kept. And she used to be in a study group, a going for refuge group, she was in the shop team. So these letters and cards all contained sort of rejoicings in her, you know, sort of like telling her what people appreciated in her, what they felt her good qualities were. I remember her family just being completely blown away by the appreciation that their mum had received from other people in the Sangha. They felt she'd been really seen and really understood and really sort of taken in. And it was almost as if, you know, the sort of rejoicings that we do when people have died at a funeral, you know, she'd received those while she was still alive. And obviously it had meant a lot to her, and it had meant a lot to the people, her loved ones as well, that this had been part of her life. which really brought it home to me at the time what powerful practice rejoicing and merit is, how that kind of ability to look at, see, rejoice in the positive in people, and not just kind of within our own minds, but actually let them know, tell them what we feel about them. It's powerful. And the thing about this is, it goes all the way back through the whole Buddhist tradition. It's an aspect of Buddhism. It goes all the way back to the Buddha. It's what the Buddha did himself. He saw and appreciated the positive in his disciples, and he told people, he let them know what their qualities were. There's a sutta in the Anguttara Nikaya in which the Buddha talks about his disciples, and I just want to read that there are a lot of rejoicings, but I just want to read a few of them, just sort of pick out. He says it's called "These Are the Foremost," is the name of the sutta. So he says, out of my bhikkhu disciples, Sariputta is foremost for great wisdom, Mahamoggallana for supernatural powers, Mahakasapa for observing austerities, Upasena Vangantaputta for friendliness all round. Out of my bhikkhuni disciples, Mahapajapati is the first to realise arahantship, Kama for high wisdom, Patachara for keeping the discipline, Dhammadina for explaining the teaching. Out of my lay disciples, Anathapindika is the householder as the foremost lay devotee, Chitta Machika Sandika, the householder for explaining the teaching, Surambanya for reconciliation, Nakula Pita, the best to confide in. Out of my female lay disciples, Kujitara is the most learned, Samawati for developing loving kindness, Upiya for attending on the sick. And so it goes on. There's this sort of like enumerating all of these positive qualities that he's observed and wants to make a point of letting people know. And there's this sense in which if you observe and if you kind of rejoice in the positive, it strengthens it. It gives people confidence in the positive. And I just also wanted to bring out another sutta, which is very beautiful, which is about rejoicing in merit. It's the Mahagosinga Sutta, where the scene is set. It's a beautiful moonlit night, okay, and some bhikkhus arise from meditation and decide to go and see the Buddha, to hear him teach the Dharma. Sariputta saw them coming, and this is what he says. Let the venerable Ananda come. Welcome to the venerable Ananda, who is always in the Blessed One's presence. Friend Ananda, the Gosinga sal tree wood is delightful. The night is moonlit, the sala trees are all in blossom, and heavenly scents seem to be floating in the air. What kind of bhikkhu, friend Ananda, could illuminate the sala tree wood? And Ananda replied, a bhikkhu has learned much, who teaches well. And Sariputra then points out, the venerable one has spoken according to his own inspiration, because Ananda is that kind of person, learned and good at teaching. And then the sutta goes on. A number of bhikkhus are asked this question, what qualities would illuminate this beautiful night? And they each of them reply, somebody delights in solitary meditation, somebody has few wishes, somebody who enjoys talk on Dharma. And Sariputra points out, yes, you've spoken and talked according to your own inspiration, because those are your qualities. The sutta goes on like this, and something about this is, it's not just that we recognise the good qualities are skillful in one another. We recognise those qualities in ourselves. We recognise that we ourselves have good qualities, that we're working towards developing the skillful. And it's not to do with sort of self-clinging. It's not to do with a kind of, conceit. It's to do with the recognition that we do have these good qualities. So rejoicing in merit is about self and about other. So So this is why rejoicing in merit is such an important practice. It's because it's a practice of the Buddha, something that he did. And in this section of the puja, so the words are, I rejoice with delight in the good done by all beings. It begins like that. So, well, all beings don't do good all the time, but I think it's bringing out a sense that there is the potential for goodness in all beings. And the more we focus on that, the more it brings it to life, the more it brings the qualities out, through which they obtain rest with the end of suffering. So this is the understanding that the skillful is what leads to the end of suffering, that good qualities make our lives happier, they enrich our lives. May those who have suffered be happy. So the central wish of the puja, in a way, expressed in those words. I rejoice in the release of beings from the sufferings of the rounds of existence. So rejoicing in the possibility of liberation for all of us. I rejoice in the nature of the Bodhisattva and the Buddha who are protectors. So rejoicing in enlightenment itself, enlightened qualities. I rejoice in the arising of the will to enlightenment. I spoke a few weeks ago about the bodhicitta, the will to enlightenment being the sort of purpose of the puja. It's what we do the puja for, in order to cultivate that wish for the enlightenment of all beings. And the teaching, so rejoicing in the Dharma, the path to enlightenment. Those oceans that bring happiness to all beings, and are the abode of welfare of all beings. So that's the rejoicing in merit section of the puja. And I'd just like us to spend some time now sort of contemplating or meditating. We'll do a sort of something like the Metta Bhavana, but a shorter version, in which we'll specifically call to mind good qualities, skillful qualities, you know, our own in the first stage, and then a friend in the second stage, and for a good number of us, that friend will probably be Dipakshini, those of us who know her, calling to the qualities of a friend to mind, and then calling, the, spreading that outwards, calling to mind good qualities in more and more beings. Just prepare to meditate. Just preparing by, in whatever way you find most helpful. Creating a sense of ease and relaxation. generosity, patience, for the last few minutes, just let go of any focus, any concentration, any purpose. Just sit in an open state.